Hey everyone, good morning. Welcome to the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team gets to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. My name is Ray Hewart. Katie Miglin's in the house. I really, really need a warm cup of coffee, so please go grab whatever beverage you need. Katie is bragging that she has one right there, and we'll be right back. Good morning. Happy Friday, Katie Miglin. Happy Friday.
It's Friday, and it was a big week for you. You are now a year older.
I am a year older. I am still sick. My voice is still like in and out. I still have this cold. I don't know. It kind of feels like it's been a long week, but on the flip side, maybe like I'm on the up and up. Like it means this year is going to start like, woo, crazy great. Birthday was awesome. Can't complain. I had spaghetti.
Okay. All right. I mean, yeah, I think your health would be helpful, but this is, I think, part of the aging process.
That you just are sick constantly?
I don't know.
I don't even feel like I'm sick. I just like have a little tickle in my throat, which has made my voice sound like I'm a man. It's fine.
I do think that this is like the 2023-2024 like lingering illness. Like I know you and I have talked about this, like the people who have coughs for like 3 months.
Yes.
And it does seem to whatever these viruses are, they are like hanging out for way longer than people want them to. So it's just like, you know, I'm just glad we're virtual because I don't want it on my
Yeah. Side. I don't want to spread this around, but also it's not that bad. I just am like tired of it. So yeah. I guess if this is the sickness I'm going to have for the spring, like I sign me up. This is fine. May you all have very easygoing colds when and if they come. So yeah, no, it's been a really busy week. I won't lie. I was exhausted all week trying to figure out why. It was because of 12 hour. Like,
yeah,
I don't know how to explain that 12 hour is like traveling where there's like a recovery time after. Do you notice that?
Okay. That's so funny because I was talking to Joshua Stamper the Sunday after like 12 hour.
Yeah.
And like we were both like, I was like, I struggled this morning to like get up and get going, like, you know, all the things. And he was like, me too. And then we were both laughing because we were like, we literally stayed in the same room for 12 hours. Like, how is that possible? But I think it is. It's comparing it to travel is so perfect because think about when you're traveling, you typically are sitting, like, unless you're driving. I mean, even then you're still sitting, long days of travel totally wear you out. And that's how I felt. And I remember listening to something like a podcast maybe, and they said when you travel you're interacting with so many people that your brain is tired, and that's probably exactly what the 12 hours like.
That feels exactly what, yeah, because more or less we were sitting in the same spot. I think it also is like the lights on you for 12 hours is just like a lot for your eyes. You're monitoring so many things between comments and the production element, waiting for guests to come on and off. We're all communicating on a constant basis. You have to like turn it on and like be on camera and be ready for interviews at a moment's notice.
Right.
Like many, I mean, truly. So the three of us, you, me, and Jeff, do so much on the back end that there's no like break time. Like none of us, I think the longest break we took was like 15 minutes here and there.
Yeah.
So it really is like a full day. And then I would tell you at night, it was like coming off of the high of it. Like I was like, still, I was like, I feel really good, whatever. And it was the next day that it was a total bust. Like I was just tired. I wanted to sleep all day and lay in bed. Like I didn't want to look at a screen anymore.
Right. Like I, at one point, like put my phone down and then I like forgot it existed.
Yeah.
And I looked and I was like, I have no interest in even like responding to some of these messages. I like opened my email for a hot minute and I was like, no.
Well, so it's funny because our internal team, which I know a lot of you already know this, but like we essentially take then a weekend. Like we took Sunday off of work. Obviously we shouldn't work on Sundays. And then most of us took that Monday off as well. Except you went live with Josh, which I don't know if that counts as work, but whatever.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. And then I feel like the week, and then just like an educator, when you have a 4-day week, it feels like a weird week. I don't know.
Right. It did. And just having, honestly, the week before felt weird too, because it was like, I took like Thursday, Friday were like lighter days because I was like, oh, I have like, we'll be together all day Saturday. So it does just kind of like throw things off. But
totally.
I'm not going to lie. Like the night before I was like, ugh, like totally not excited about it. Just because it's just like 12 hours of sitting on your computer. Like Sarah Jessie, God bless her. She texted me the night before. She's like, are you so excited? And I was like, my response, I was in such a like a crabby headspace. I said, excited to sit on my computer for 12 hours straight. And she goes, well, when you put it that way.
Yeah, like, that's not nice. Like we also provided free professional development to hundreds of thousands of educators.
I know. But you know, when you have those moments where you're like, meh. But then the next day I was like, dang, this is so fun. Why, like, why did I allow myself to have that negative headspace? Because it was so fun. And there were so good speakers. And like, our team hanging out was fun.
I would say we haven't really talked, at least I don't think you and I have really talked about like the segments at all. Like we have not really connected this week about.
No, I forgot you existed. Just
kidding. No, I mean, like, thanks for texting me. Happy birthday, Brat. No, but I mean, seriously, like thinking back, first of all, I forget how much I love the giveaways. I love just being able to like celebrate people literally every half an hour being like, you get a car, you get a car.
Right.
So fun. And I was really surprised by some of the guests. Like I had high expectations. I knew they would be good, but some of the directions they took some of those segments, I was like, wow. I went back later and re-listened to it. Cause obviously everything's saved, friends. It's 12 hours. We streamed on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, and LinkedIn. In my opinion, you just go to our YouTube channel. You can literally watch the whole thing forever, but it will eventually be in the Academy.
Yeah. We'll like break it up and stuff so you can watch specific segments.
Yeah. But I don't know. I was super impressed with our guests. Like, like really impressed.
Yeah. The end of the day, I was like, just kind of recapping like, okay, you know, as we always do, like what went well, what are areas of improvement? And all day we had like no hiccups. Like there was no tech issues. You know, we've had times where someone's like internet has gone out or like one of us has an issue that we have to step in.
We had one person who was like 3 minutes late, but we did a perfect, like, I feel like the transition kind of worked. Like, I don't think that anybody necessarily would have been like, oh wow, hiccup, like something's up.
Exactly.
It worked out perfectly.
And yeah, every guest like brought amazingness to the day.
Yeah, my only feedback would have been, I think I want more guests if we do this again, because
I actually was thinking the same thing.
Yeah, because I liked that we provided exclusive training that we usually only provide our like schools that we work with.
Yeah.
I think we should still do that. But I don't know. I was just really impressed with some of the people that shared their stuff. I would have liked maybe like 3 or 4 more of those, I think.
So. Yeah, I think we, especially with having like this show, we've been able to feature a lot more people. So it was kind of nice because we were able to reach out to some of those people and say like, hey, we did a short little thing with you on Teach Better Today. Right. Can we have you for longer? And so I think if we can get more of that too, it does introduce our audience to more people and get them to like know a little bit more about our guests, which is cool.
Yeah, I feel like you guys probably have caught on to that. I feel like the Teach Better Today show is like, hey, let's introduce you to a face and see how it works. And then if you guys like the Teach Better Today guest, like you've been commenting, so I know a lot of you like direct message me, then we usually invite them on the Sunday show being like, hey, our community really liked you. We want you for a longer period of time, like the 20 minutes versus like 45-ish. And then I feel like if they're really successful on Sunday, then we're like, okay, 12-hour Teach Better conference, like those. I don't know. I feel like that's like our secret kind of method. So.
Yeah, no, I thought it was really good. I'm not going to lie. I kind of liked the date. We shifted it. We originally were in February and just moved it back simply just, I think, for just our calendar. Like kind of we had looked at other conferences and other conflicts, whatever. But it was kind of nice, like kicking off March with it. And I think because sometimes, and I think Josh and I talked about this on Monday, but like once you get into March, you kind of feel like, I don't know, you know, like you're in the spring season. And so it was kind of like something to look forward to. It didn't feel so wintry. I don't know. Maybe that's just me. No, drop in the comments if you feel like March is more springy than February.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I liked it too. I just feel like we try and fit too much into February sometimes.
Yeah.
And then there's really nothing in March besides spring break. So you're right. This did like break up a little bit of March. So
also, okay. My zebra costume.
Yeah, the lighting in there. But that's good. That means the sun's out. So I'm not going to complain. Katie, before we transition, because we apparently we're going to talk about 12 hour during the beginning of the show. One segment that if nobody caught 12 hour that's listening and they're like, oh my gosh, I don't have 12 hours to go watch the entire thing. One segment that you'd be like, if you only have an hour or a half an hour, go watch this segment.
One.
I know. And I'm going to say not a team exclusive training.
Yeah.
Okay. Because not everybody can like go experience if they want. Those topics were very specific. I just want to say that if you were somebody that you're like, oh, maybe I will go look at the team exclusive trainings, the topics are very niche. So it'll be easy for you to identify like this is for me or maybe this isn't for me. So I'm going to say not that one, like not those.
Okay. I know I did the interview, but Zandra.
Oh, that was going to be mine.
Okay. Okay. But you can have hers. My second one was Mark Warner.
Oh, okay. Yes.
So I'll take Mark Warner. We know Mark. Mark's been a part of our network forever. We love him. We had the opportunity to hang out with him a little bit at the Teach Better conference. Him and his wife came and helped volunteer to like pack bags, which was fun. Like just getting to know him on a more personal level. But I was so impressed with his like demeanor and his like willing to inspire others. Like he's like that. Anytime I've ever seen him, he's like that. But like just giving him the spotlight for that time, he just like, you could tell it was like him just being real and authentic and just showing his passion towards education and his role. And I just was like very pleasantly surprised. Not that he's incapable, but just like,
we don't get to feature him very often. So this was like his spotlight time.
Yes.
He showed up.
Yes. Yes. So that if you are like someone that just needs like a positive inspiration, like, okay, I can do this because here's my why, or, you know, like just reminders of that, go watch Mark's. That's my tip.
Okay. No, I said I was going to pick Zandra. Zandra to me was the most surprising. It was the topic that I was most uncomfortable with. The topic of that one was like overcoming poverty or something.
Yes.
Which I was like, oh, yikes. Like that is
overcoming the barriers of poverty.
Yes. And I was like, that is a topic that like someone else do it. Like, I don't even know how to approach that. Like that feels like a big topic to like take on. You and Xander did that beautifully. There were so many actionable steps that, and her mindset on it was different than what I thought. I thought we were going to talk about like getting winter coats and like providing food. And for her, she's like, absolutely not. That's like essential. Like, I can't believe that's even a discussion. She like took it even further. She's like, we need to create opportunities. It was so cool. But can I just say, I also then have another, can I have one more?
Sure. Cause we kind of shared Zandra's.
Yeah. Well,
also Zandra, I want to say her passion is contagious. Like I left that interview like on a high almost because she was so excited about it. Like she just had so much energy. And it's like, we were talking about like kids of poverty, low income kids, like that mood was like in my head was going to be very different.
Yeah.
She was like excited and passionate and like made you think I can conquer the world.
Well, and you had not met her. So I know that's like, usually we, like when we have our guests, then usually internally we like pick and choose who we feel like we are going to match up with really well.
Like we mesh well.
And we matched you and Zandra in a meeting where you were like, I don't think that's a good idea. I literally don't know her.
Yeah.
And Josh and I were like, no, trust me. The two of you are the right personality type. And you didn't like push back like you didn't want to, but you were like, it's weird for me to interview somebody I've never even seen. And I knew you'd like it. I knew it'd be
good. Oh, it was awesome. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you, Josh and Ray, for forcing me. So okay, good. Who's your second pick?
Okay, honestly, EPEC was...
Oh, yeah.
Here's why I want to highlight it, friends. If you are somebody that in any way are currently experiencing or have experienced stress or burnout... This was... I'm not kidding. This is something I... I think I'm going to like put into my repertoire to listen to every quarter, because I learned so much about myself. Like, I'm not trying to be creepy, but EPEC is somebody that I've interviewed. I think I've interviewed her at least 7 times. So I had no expectation of necessarily learning anything. I was just excited to bring her to the community again. And I was blown away by how much I learned, and not just at this top level, like, oh, stress is bad, burnout's bad. But like identifying, I have never felt more in tune with understanding when I need to seek support versus when I need to embrace the feeling. I was literally, I'm getting chills. I was blown away by her support, blown away.
And the comments had similar vibes. Like, there were so many comments that were like, are we all chipping in for like the cost of this therapy session? Yeah. Like, when can I jump on a call for my therapy? Like, because I think, so the topic was like overcoming burnout. Right. And one of the things that EPEC did was she really talked about like the difference between day-to-day stress and like burnout and truly being burned out. And I had never had anyone explain the difference, because I think there is, Ray, this like phenomenon right now of people being like, our job is hard, leave the profession.
Yeah, which is what I thought it was going to be, like overcoming burnout, like self-care, put in healthy morning routines. Like,
yes.
And I didn't want that, but that's what I thought it was going to be. And she didn't do any of that.
No, she really like explained what is the difference? Like, what are you physically feeling? What are you emotionally feeling? That is the difference between I'm having a rough day or week versus this isn't the career for me right now.
Well, and I thought, I honestly am still blown away. I'm going to go back and re-listen to that maybe later today. But I honestly thought that if you were stressed for a long enough period of time, that meant you were in a state of burnout. But that is not at all what we learned from EPEC. Yeah. She really identified like the physical elements, the emotional elements, and truly like key markers that, as she was talking, I felt like we weren't even live anymore. I was like, I need to write this down, because this is so something that I identify with. So,
okay. Can we also just say that like, love her, love all of our guests. They all are like genuine people.
Yeah.
But I can remember two, there's probably more, but I can remember two that like shouted out family members who had tuned in.
Oh yeah.
And like EPEC was the one, she shouted out her husband, and like, it was the sweetest thing. Xandra did the same thing. She shouted out her sister. And like, those are the moments where you're like, these people are real. They're like real people. And you know, their family and their friends that are jumping in may or may not be in education. I know Bree had a couple friends in the comments too. And it's just like, that's what makes our events like feel like a conference. Like, that, I know Jeff has called it like a virtual conference, and it does. You get that feeling of like closeness, because people are dropping in the comments like fun things. The person on screen's commenting back, you know.
Well, and Nicole, who I interviewed, who talked about like creating lifelong learners, like strategies in the classroom. That was a really good one. Lots of key takeaways. Yep. She texted me later and she was like, oh my God, my friend texted me a picture of you and I on TV. It was so cool. Cause like, people had the YouTube up on their televisions. Yep. And so she was like, this was the coolest experience. Guys, this is a girl who's got like 33,000 followers on Instagram. Like, she's this like all-star whatever. And she was like, oh my God, it was so cool, like seeing myself on television. I'm like, yeah, it's so fun.
Yeah, it was a good day. It was good, like, just a reminder of like why we do what we do and like why we do the 12-hour. And it was fun to bring in like people that I know, like during my leave, a lot of these people had been interviewed, but I didn't necessarily catch all of them. So it was like, to me, there was a lot of new, not necessarily faces, I had seen them, but new like interviews and new, you know, exposure and stuff.
Well, and they all, even though I had personally interviewed, I think the majority of them in my past, like over the last few years, they all brought new ideas. I was really pleased that nobody took the like, oh, we're talking about burnout or we're talking about poverty, let's talk about the easiest element, like the vanilla response. Yeah. Like, I love that. So, okay. We have totally messed up this episode. We didn't do a team talk. I feel like that was our team talk.
Yeah, and I think we're good. Do you think anyone's like, oh my gosh, we didn't do the commercial? Like, do you think people are really upset about it?
I mean, thankfully they get to see the commercial during the majority of every other episode.
That's true.
I think a lot of people are going to be like, oh my God, my life is incomplete because I'm here. That's, you know what I'm going to recommend? If you really miss the commercial, go back and replay any of the other episodes from Teach Better Today Morning Show. Because my guess is the majority of people haven't actually listened to every single episode.
Yeah, that's probably true.
We're going to have like a ton of people DM us and be like, I have. Jeez.
All right, this is good.
Yeah, we hope you have an amazing rest of your Friday. Please take some time to like relax this weekend. Obviously, if you need anything, please don't hesitate to reach out. And if you feel like Katie and I didn't do 12 Hour Justice and you had a different segment that you want to highlight, we would love to see that. Obviously, in the comments, DM us, take pictures, all that good stuff. We love having all that stuff pop up on social media. Mm-hmm. I will say maybe one of my favorite things for 12 Hour is when you guys tag us in your experience. And I feel the same way about the Teach Better like morning show. If you're ever listening to this, like just know if you want to ever like grace us with an extra boost for the day, like share in some way that you're listening to these episodes. It makes a huge difference for us. So
yeah, that's fine.
All right, friends. We'll see you later. Have a good weekend.
Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.